President Trump is meeting with world leaders today at the G20 summit in Buenos Aires, Argentina. Earlier this morning, he signed a new trade deal with Canada and Mexico after months of tense negotiations.
This is a model agreement that changes the trade landscape forever. And this is an agreement that, first and foremost, benefits working people, something of great importance to all three of us here today.
The deal is a glimmer of good news for the Trump administration, but the president is under scrutiny at the G20, who he meets with, who he doesn't, and his trade war with China is at a tipping point. NPR White House correspondent Scott Horsley joins us now from Washington. Hi, Scott.
Good to be with you, Jeremy.
And let's start with this new trade deal to replace NAFTA. Trump had called the old NAFTA the worst trade deal ever. This one, he says, is one of the most important and largest trade deals in U.S. and world history.
It is a big trade deal. I think it's debatable just how much of a different deal it is than the one it's replacing. The president's given it a new title. It was interesting to hear Enrique Peña Nieto, the Mexican president, and Justin Trudeau, the Canadian prime minister, talk about it in somewhat different terms than President Trump does. Peña Nieto described this as more or less an update of NAFTA to bring it in line with the new digital economy. Trudeau talked about it as, well, at least it didn't sort of wreck things that doing away with NAFTA, as Trump had threatened to do, might have done. So they had sort of more modest claims for this new agreement.
Well, and Trudeau also said that he was annoyed that the tariffs on steel and aluminum from the United States against Canada are still in place.
Right. When the administration initially left those tariffs in place, they said they wanted to use them as kind of a bargaining chip to try to get a good deal from Mexico and Canada. Now the administration has that deal, but they have left those steel and aluminum tariffs in place. And Justin Trudeau had threatened to not even attend the signing ceremony out of pique with that. We didn't find out till late yesterday that he would in fact show up and attend the signing. And he also pointed to the announcement this week by General Motors that they're idling 5 plants in North America and laying off some 14,000 workers as another reason to get rid of those steel and aluminum tariffs, which have cut deeply into GM profits.
Big questions about who President Trump is going to meet with at the G20. People were wondering whether there would be a meeting with Vladimir Putin of Russia. Then President Trump said that they were canceling that meeting yesterday. And then there was a question of whether there would be, you know, a little pull aside or whatever they call it, where they just talk just briefly at the we don't know about that yet. But there was apparently an exchange of pleasantries. That's how they're describing it, between President Trump and the Saudi crown prince Mohammed bin Salman, who's been under pressure for whether he knew anything or ordered the killing of Jamal Khashoggi.
That's right. And the president was asked about what he had said to the crown prince when he met later with Prime Minister Abe of Japan. And Trump said, well, we didn't have a substantive conversation, although we might going forward. He and the crown prince of Saudi Arabia, his aides say it was merely an exchange of pleasantries. There was also an interesting exchange. The White House press corps wasn't on hand for this, but there were cameras that caught it, and we've seen it. It's all over the Twitterverse. Between the crown prince and Vladimir Putin, when they both showed up at the general session of the G20, they exchanged this sort of backslapping, not quite high five, and it was an interesting tableau of two autocratic leaders, both of whom have been accused of ordering the murder of their critics and displaying what looked like satisfaction at the sense that they've gotten away with it.
The other big question is what's going to happen when President Trump sits down to dinner with the president of China, Xi Jinping. There's an ongoing trade war between the two countries. What are the stakes in that meeting?
They're high, and this is certainly the most watched of the one-on-one sessions that President Trump will hold, either during or in the case of President Xi, just after the G20 summit. The U.S. already has stiff tariffs on more than $200 billion worth of Chinese imports. The administration has threatened to increase that tariff rate to 25% after the first of the year, and also possibly extend the tariffs to basically all Chinese imports. That would be tough for American consumers and certainly American businesses. It would also be perhaps tough for the Chinese economy. So there's pressure on both these leaders to strike some kind of deal. At the same time, the U.S. is demanding pretty big changes that it would be pretty hard for President Xi of China to go along with. So I think it's entirely possible that we're going to see is some sort of handshake agreement to keep talking and maybe dial back the pressure on those tariff extensions and tariff increases, but without necessarily getting into the real substance of the trade dispute between the countries.
It's NPR White House correspondent Scott Horsley as we watch President Trump on his trip to the G20 summit in Buenos Aires. Scott, thank you very much.
It's my pleasure, Jeremy.